AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There could be a big breakthrough in the nuclear talks with Iran.
Two diplomats at the talks have told the Associated Press that a deal could be announced Monday, or is likely to be announced actually on Monday.
The AP's George Yan in Vienna reports the deal would be for Iran to curb its nuclear program in exchange for sanction relief. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says any deal with Iran will face serious questions from Congress.
Will the Iranians reveal their past research and development? What have they done in the past on this subject? Is it verifiable? Will we be able to look at all of their military bases?
McConnell was on Fox News Sunday. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew is said to be encouraged by reports of some progress in bailout talks with Greece. The AP's Pan Pilas in Brussels reports European leaders want Greece to start economic reforms before there is a bailout.
The thinking is Greece has to enact reforms, possibly as soon as Monday and Tuesday. And then there'll be potentially another summit in the middle of the week to authorize funding, a bailout. We don't exactly know how it will be phrased.
A wildfire in central Washington has grown to cover 30 square miles. About 100 people are being evacuated, encouraged to evacuate their homes. No structures have been destroyed. It's believed the fires were started by lightning in Washington. Nationwide, gas prices are down 2 cents to an average $2.83 a gallon. But in California, it's a different story. A refinery shut down in Torrance, California. The highest price for gas in the country is in Los Angeles, $3.66 a gallon. One station near L.A. has gas for $4.30 a gallon. Little yellow creatures have taken over the box office. Minions ran away from the competition this weekend, earning more than $115 million. Jurassic World finished in second place. This is AP Radio News. About 2 months ago, David Letterman said this.
For the last time on a television program, thank you and good night.
Dave was back on stage with no cameras.
David Letterman is calling missing out on lampooning Donald Trump's White House bid the biggest mistake of my life. Appearing with pals Martin Short and Steve Martin at their live comedy show Friday night in San Antonio, Letterman made up for lost time with interesting facts about Donald Trump. Letterman's list mocked Trump's hair, his inflammatory remarks about Mexican immigrants, and his famous vanity. Letterman cracked that Trump wants to build a wall. How about building a wall around that thing on his head? I'm Julie Walker.
Novak Djokovic has defended his men's title at Wimbledon, defeating seven-time champion Roger Federer today. Djokovic has won 3 times overall at Wimbledon. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.